This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Birmingham's Legion Field has been nicknamed the football capital of the South, thanks to the decades of Iron Bowls that have been held there. But the other football, that is soccer, could be making an inroad into Birmingham with the potential of a professional team. We talk about it in this morning's Magic City Marketplace. Joining me is the editor of the Birmingham Business Journal, Ty West. Good morning, Ty.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So Birmingham could see a professional soccer team. What can you tell us about that?
Well, there's not a ton of details right now, but what we do know is that the USL, which is kind of the second tier professional soccer league in the U.S., right below the Major League Soccer, is targeting Birmingham as a potential market for an expansion. We know they've had conversations with the folks at the local level. We know that local officials are optimistic that an announcement could happen in the next few months. That's about the extent of what we know right now. There's a lot of unanswered questions.
And so that second tier of professional soccer, obviously college football is big, and there's other sports as well. Kind of put this into that context.
Well, there's a few things that are important about this. I mean, I think one is this would really give us our closest team in terms of steps to the major leagues. We've heard for years about, you know, what Birmingham really needs is a major league sports franchise. This would put us one step below that. Obviously, we have the Barons. They're a couple steps below. They're in AA. Having somebody that's right there on the stepping stone and knowing that other markets have used a USL team as kind of a first step toward getting that major league soccer team, that would be big for Birmingham to put them that close. And if you just look around the league, I mean, these are big cities. These aren't just small regional cities that have USL teams. This would put us in a good class in terms of the image of our sports world, saying, oh, well, they can support a USL team. That would be a big thing. Beyond that aspect, though, just looking at the landscape overall in terms of Birmingham, we're known as kind of a place you can go to host big sporting events. We don't have as much success in terms of drawing this interest from major leagues. So I think that would really step us up a level in terms of sports and in terms of image in the sports world.
Well, also, mortgage rates in Birmingham have started to drop after a period of increases. And Ty, what effect does this have on the local housing market?
Right now, I mean, I don't think you're seeing a ton of impact in terms of people are not delaying home purchases because they're worried about interest rates rising. I think the place you're really seeing the impact on that is refinancing. I mean, over the past few years, I mean, refinancing has been booming just because the rates have been so low. I think these recent hikes and the expected continued hikes have really kind of slowed that activity. I mean, we've seen it in terms of some layoffs at some mortgage providers over the years in terms of people saying, you know, we're just not having that level of refinancing activity that we once were. I think that's the main thing that the rising rates are having an impact on. On the flip side, inventory here in Birmingham is really what it might be limiting a little bit of the home purchase situation, just because prices are so high because we have such a low inventory right now.
Well, we've talked about that for a while now, that the inventory is so low in places where people want to be, homes getting snapped up quickly. Over the near term, interest rates aren't having that much of an effect. Is there anything that might change that situation?
I mean, I think you are starting to see some improvements in the supply chain. I mean, there's some projects, big projects coming online down in Hoover, up in Gardendale. There's some homes under construction, Trustville, Irondale. You're seeing a few, some places where you're seeing some housing starts and you're seeing some developers. I mean, we saw one small project, granted, but in the city of Birmingham and in Highland Park, there's a small development going there. So you're seeing more activity from home builders. Overall, hopefully that should continue to maybe put some downward pressure a little bit on prices. You don't want to see too much, but it might improve the inventory situation a little bit and make that kind of buying activity perk up a little bit.
Ty West is the editor of the Birmingham Business Journal. Ty, thanks for talking with us.
Thanks a lot.